From JMI Wealth this Friday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
You've raised this before, and gee, it's all come home to roost, hasn't it? How do they cock this up? I mean, how do you get this so wrong?
Well, let's talk it through. We're talking about migration, aren't we? And you're dead right. It's been a bit of a roller coaster ride talking about migration because the numbers have been fairly fluid, I think is a good word to use. Essentially, it's a key input in population growth, isn't it? And it was, of course, the big flashpoint before the last election. We've got another election coming up. We don't know whether it'll hit the same heights. Now, the issue at hand is how do you measure it? And historically, before November 2018, this was calculated. It was based on the classification of travellers was based on their intentions as they stated on those passenger cards. So you filled it out when you're on the plane. You said I'm a visitor or whatever your intentions were. The trouble is people say one thing and they do something else. So yesterday we saw the latest iteration of what's going on. And I suppose the key point here is that it's softer than expected and slowing faster than expected. So annual net migration has slowed to 41,500 in the year to November. That's down from 43,000 October. You might recall the peak was just under 64,000 in 2016. But of course, you know, remember the peak we actually thought was in the 70-something thousand back when we talked about it. And that number that we've got now of 41,500 is probably, you know, the thick end of 10,000 less than we actually thought it was. But the thing is annual net migration is still running pretty high in terms of, if we look at it historically, it's been over 40,000 years since late 2014, so it's still pretty high level. They've essentially reclassified about 15,000 border crossings, and they're doing this now by better linking the arrivals and departures information from passports. So we've got to assume the numbers are going to be better going forward, but you'd have to say that some of our confidence in these numbers has been eroded somewhat. What are the implications? Well, the one that's really being highlighted is construction. Yeah. We're going into sort of peak construction now, and we might not have the people to fill the houses up, Mike.
Exactly. And then we come to Tesla,
yeah,
which is not worth $100 billion. In other words, it is not worth more than Volkswagen. For God's sake.
No, well, think... Well, I snuck a comment in about it while you're away, Mike, and well, it's almost February, so we've lasted almost to February to talk about Elon. Tesla, yes, has a market valuation, as I look at it now, of $103.4 US billion. Company that's really only just started to turn a profit. It's up almost 30% so far in this year. And you know, a year ago, the share price was $300 US. During last year, it fell to under 200, $574 US now at the moment. It's staggering. Been interesting times for Musk. You got to admit, in recent times, he's had the run-in with the analysts. He's had the run-in with the SEC. He's talked about taking the company private. He's increased production. He's brought out new models with, you know, some degrees of launch success and some not. Got production facilities in China. SpaceX now is closer than ever to putting people into the air. So it's been a big year. The share price, though, absolutely flying. Now, this $100 billion market valuation is important because if it stays there for 6 months, it releases the first tranche of his bonus package. There's a whole bunch of triggers and targets, but if he hits them all, his bonus package is $50 billion US, which is unimaginable. $350 million if he can keep the share price up over $100 million. So staggering stuff. All right, mate. He owns a pretty significant chunk of Tesla anyway.
Of course he does. Now, what are the numbers for this Friday morning?
Yeah, we're a little bit weak. That coronavirus worry is sort of starting to make themselves felt across share markets around the world. So we had a big fall in China. The Dow Jones, 29,051, down 135. It's about 0.46%. The S&P 500, 3309, also down about 0.4%. The Nasdaq, 9363, down 20. The FTSE 100, 7505, down 67. The Nikkei, 23795. That fell 1% almost. 236 points. Shanghai Composite down 2.8%. So big fall there, down 84 points, 2976. The ASX 200, 7087, down 45. We bucked the trend yesterday, though. We were up 11 on the NZX 50, 11,901. On the currencies, on the wholesale markets, one New Zealand dollar will get you 0.6582 US, 0.96. 36 Aussie, 0.5959 euro, 0.5025 pounds, 71.98 yen. Gold, $1,564, up $7. And Brent crude, $62.01, down a dollar.
You have a great weekend, mate. Appreciate it as always. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, them and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.